When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me, as always, is...
Besame Interview Encarta.
That's a great name. It's a great name. I think it's strong. It's got good character to it. It's good. How do you feel about it?
It's got strong roots, yes.
Yes. Like a tree. Yes.
That's right.
Anyways, today on the show, folks, we have an All Too interview, this time with a very interesting guest named Seema Birch. She is the executive producer of the Sophie Short Film Awards in New York City. It's a really interesting program that's been going on since 2014, where they have hundreds of filmmakers every year showing their work in short form. It's still open right now to taking in entries right now. You can get tickets to go see it. The festival is in November, I believe. We'd have up until like June sometime. You can go to their website and check all that out. It's theshortfilmawards.com. Theshortfilmawards.com. And it's definitely a good thing to do, good way to support independent filmmakers and, you know, the arts in general. A lot of good films that are, you know, harder to see that you'll be able to see this. There's also an online streaming version of the festival if you can't make it to New York City to see the stuff. Like I said, check out their website. It'll give you all the info on ticket prices and all that stuff for that. Also, how you can enter. You can submit your own short films if you are a filmmaker. And maybe you can win a prize. Tell people, hey, I'm an award-winning filmmaker.
That's right.
But anyways, right now, folks, here is our interview with Seema Birch. I'd just like to welcome Seema Birch to All Too Real 2. How are you doing today?
I am well, and I thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Well, thanks for joining us. First off, I see that you have a kind of a long career in film and TV and everything. I was just wondering how you got started in that.
Well, my interest in all of that started when I was very, very young. My parents exposed me to culture and, you know, theater and dance and all of those things, literature, at a very young, young age. So it was always something I was interested in doing, but I had moved to LA to pursue acting. And while I was there, there were some college friends of mine that had moved there years before, and they were in film and TV and doing their own projects and had this show for a network. And one day he just called me up and said, listen, and I know you've never done it, for a network, but I know you can do it. You're brilliant, you're talented, you're a great leader. And so, but I need somebody there that I can trust and depend on. He's like, yeah. And I believe it's you. And he said, so, you know, would you do this for me? And I was like, absolutely, you know, certainly I'm up for the challenge. And so, you know, it just kind of fell in my lap, my professional foray into TV and film. And then film also, you know, my undergraduate degree is in journalism and mass media. So okay. I studied all of that there.
Yeah, that goes well hand in hand there, those two things. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Where did you grow up?
I'm born and raised, proud native of New Jersey.
Awesome.
I was even a Miss New Jersey teen model. Awesome. So proud to represent my state.
I've only been to New Jersey once, twice actually. Once where I flew into Newark, that was it, and then went to New York City. And then another time when we went to New York City, my ex and I stayed in Jersey, and then just, you know, took a shuttle over to New York. We got lost driving there. I swear, on our way from Ohio, where I live, to New York City, we were in Jersey longer than any other state. I don't know how, but we got lost somewhere. But
yeah, I'm wondering where you were.
I don't know. We don't know where we were. So,
were you afraid?
Some parts, but not all of them. You know, but
you might have been in North Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, I come from Toledo in Ohio, and Toledo's not necessarily that great of a city either. So I'm afraid wherever I go now. So, but. Anyways, I love Jersey. It's got a lot of, a lot of talent comes out of Jersey, like Kevin Smith and Bon Jovi. Absolutely. And whatnot, you know? So yeah, there's a lot of, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, even going further back than that, and at one point, New Jersey was known as the jazz capital.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know.
I love jazz, so yeah. Yeah.
and specifically, North New Jersey, you know? So a lot of talent and you know, the arts and things. And Newark itself, that, you know, I was born in Newark.
Yeah.
But I only lived there maybe until I was about four.
Okay.
But Newark was really the place where, you know, I was introduced to arts and culture and where those seeds were planted for my great love for it. I mean, and even today, there's just such a strong culture there in Newark for spoken word, music, acting, film. Did you know that film started in Newark, New Jersey?
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that in my film classes in college. Yeah, it's weird to think how. I mean, I understand why they had to move to Hollywood, but you know what would have happened if they never moved to Hollywood? Yeah, so yeah, how it would have gotten bigger. But just curious, what do you wish you knew before getting into film and before you started to like produce this festival that you have coming up that we'll talk more about?
What do I wish I knew before? I don't know that it's so much about what I wish I knew, more so that I would go in with more confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just a human thing. I mean, I know big executives of giant corporations who will tell you every day they go into work and hope that nobody finds out that they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's the imposter syndrome, you know? So yeah, like lots of
right.
famous people have that, you know, people that I know personally and everything, like you see them on stage or in the film and they're like, you know, people that are up on stage singing, like they're lungs out, and then they get off stage and they're like really shy and
rolling. Right.
Yeah.
And so I just wish I had been bolder.
Yeah.
You know, I was raised to be like very polite and thoughtful and considerate of other people, and that kind of makes you be in your head all the time, always wondering and worrying about, you know, are you imposing on other people, are you, you know, all that.
Yeah.
And so I wish I had just been more carefree and bolder.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have that issue where we think that we just don't belong where we are, even though I think everybody else at that same event probably feels the same exact way. So, how did the Sophies, the film festival, how did that get started?
I tell you, I have always loved short films because, you know, number one, they're short and then you can fit a lot into a sitting, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I loved reading and I loved stories. And so to be able to have these visual stories, you know, one right after the other and like really take me on a journey.
Yeah.
I had always loved that. One day I was online and I came across a short film and it was these beautiful African children and they were in their village and they were singing and clapping and dancing and having the best time, so much so that it was contagious even through the screen. And I caught myself like smiling with them and I, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, captions started to appear on the screen and it said, you know, I had gone to this African village to shoot a documentary. And I promised these children that once it was finished, I would bring it back for them to see. By the time I was done, most of them had succumbed to AIDS.
Oh, no. Wow.
So my big giant smile.
Oh, my gosh.
Mouth on the floor now at this point.
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling a whole other range of emotions. And I'm finding myself like looking and now I'm wondering like, well, did that one make it? Is that one still, you know, and
wow.
and in that moment I was just like, wow, the power of a short film. Just that little brief, you know, short time, just those brief captions. And I mean, and I had truly gone on an emotional journey, the full spectrum, you know, and it, of course, you know, it was to give more information about HIV and AIDS,
yeah.
You know, and this was like early on when, you know, that was first coming into awareness. And that was it. I said, I need a place where I can gather all the best short films.
Yeah.
And even if I'm the only one, I just want them all. I want to see them all. I want to watch them all.
Yeah.
And that's where the idea was born. And then that, you know, and then just as you're working it out and you're working through it and you're planning and strategizing it, you know, and I was like, these people, they need to be honored. They need, you know, because you know, the short film for a long time, it was just considered a calling card or, you know, an afterthought. But you still have to put that same energy, passion, talent, you know, it may not be as long as a feature, but you're going to have sleepless nights. You're going to be up at night, you know, all of that that goes into it for it to be a great, impactful short film. I thought that was worthy to be honored.
Yeah, I think short films sometimes are harder than features. I mean, especially like in the writing process, if you're doing a narrative film, like it's hard to condense a story into that short amount of time that is very impactful. But it can be so powerful in a short time. I mean, like if you look at even just music videos, sometimes are short films that tell a great story that'll, you know, whether it's a love story or a lost story or whatever it is, it's
or
great.
Or like a love horror story, like thriller.
Yeah, exactly. which I still have nightmares from. But so. My sister and I used to watch that when we were kids, and she would cry her eyes out.
Oh my God!
She was really little at the time, and so,
poor thing.
And then later, I had to try to explain to her. You know, but then she would sit there and watch like Halloween and she'd be fine. And I'm like, there's
Oh my God. Wow.
But anyways, how long has the Sophies been going on?
So the idea started really working on it in 2009, but we had our first film festival in 2014.
Okay.
In New York, on Broadway. It was at the Scholastic Building, you know, where they have Clifford the Red Dog.
Oh, nice.
And that year, it just happened to be during, it was the same day at the same time of that first Black Lives Matters march,
yeah,
where those thousands of people went down Broadway. I had no idea that that was going to happen, and it was going to come right in front of our doors there. And so, you know,
did that interfere with the attendance or anything?
Absolutely. We had a filmmaker who was only two blocks away, but he was on the other side of the street.
Oh.
It took him over an hour to get there.
Wow.
Just trying to find a place to cross.
Yeah.
Well.
But, you know, that being such a momentous time and a part of American history, it just made me feel like, yeah, we're supposed to be here. We're supposed to be doing this because, you know, a lot of short films touch on different, you know, important social issues and, you know, health issues and concerns and different important, you know, matters.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I feel that is so important and special about us is that we give voice to those things, you know, especially people in other countries who, you know, they may not have the freedom of speech that we have here, you know, they can submit to the SOFIs and have their work seen and get that story and that message out.
It's very important. I mean, to give like a voice to the voiceless in a way, I mean, because there are so many issues in this world, not just in America, but that are, you know, that are so important, like in Iran, people being tortured and killed because of their religion or what they say, or, you know, other places too. I mean, I just know that from personal life. I've had friends that have actually been put in jail in Iran because of their religious beliefs and stuff. It's just a sad world that we live in sometimes where, you know, if we can all just get along. That's the main thing. I mean, we all bleed the same blood, you know. It's not, you know, it's
right. And you know, you were talking about Iran, and you know, I had a film one year, I believe it was 2015, and I sat there, I laughed, I cried, I was horrified, you know, just again, full range of emotions. And it was about two, you know, for lack of a better word, let's call them freedom fighters in Syria. And she was considered like a social princess, a socialite, you know. And she gave that up to like go out into the streets and do what she could and document, you know, talk and get the word out about what was going on. And in the film, like, you actually see them out in the streets, and at one point they were talking and they have this little girl who was kind of like, you know, their, you know, mascot, or, you know, she just kind of flew around them and they looked after her. And, you know, you saw something in the background and it looked like people, you know, had fallen, and then all of a sudden there was a loud explosion and the camera shook and the little girl disappeared. And I'm like, what happened? And when they came back, it turned out the two men that had fallen, they had been shot. And you see people like rushing in to grab their bodies. And, you know, and now I'm like, where's the little girl? Where's it? Because a bomb had gone off.
Oh, geez.
And in the end, they were all fine. But, you know, here's this, like, not telling us about it. Not, you know, archival news footage of it. Like, it was happening in real time as they were shooting. And, you know, the filmmaker, of course, it was nominated. And so, you know, I got in touch through email the filmmaker because I hadn't heard from him as to whether or not he was coming. And, you know, I'm like, you know, your film, you know, we're just really looking forward to you. Will you be able to come? And he's like, oh, I really, you know, I would love to. But unfortunately, I'm going to be in Iran. I'm working with, you know, the people that are fighting there. And, you know, I'm going to be documenting. And in that moment, I felt so silly.
Yeah.
Like, here I am, like, come be at the Sophies. We're going to have a great time. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm trying to save the world.
Yes. You know? Some things are a little more important here sometimes. Yeah.
You know, but I was so glad that he wanted to share that film with us.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's important to get messages out there, whether they're local or international or what have you. When are the Sophies, I should say? Just curious.
We hold them in November.
November.
And they're usually, yes, the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's usually.
And can anybody enter the contest?
Yes. So we, the submissions are open now. They'll be open until the second week of June.
Okay.
And yes, is there is a cutoff, like they have to have been made after December 31st, 2021.
Okay.
So, but we also have a best short film from the vault category.
Okay.
And that's for those older short films that, because, you know, again, we've only been doing this since 2014.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of great short films before that.
Oh, yeah.
And that I think should still be recognized and honored. And so that's the category for those films that are prior to January 1st of 2022. So
do you have both narrative and documentary films in this?
Yes. And we have comedy categories. We have documentaries. We have dramatic. We have narrative, which, you know, we use that category for like films that are narrated or have VO, you know. And then we also have the films that are eligible for those categories. They have to be 20 minutes or less.
Okay.
But we also have a best long short category for the films 21 minutes up to 60 minutes.
That's...
Because there, you know, there's some that are just longer and I don't, you know, want them to fall by the wayside either. So that's
there is that good, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, a good sweet spot with a 21 or shorter, but then, you know, sometimes you need more breathing room to tell a story. So,
And especially like with documentaries, a lot of times they tend to be longer.
Yeah, it's hard to get it in a short amount of time. I've never done a documentary myself. I've directed shorts, like narrative shorts, and did do a fake documentary once in college, but that was like a mockumentary. But I like to call it a fake documentary because it was more serious than like than something like The Office or something that's like. I think there'd be a lot of people listening hopefully here on this show that would want to enter it or attend it. I mean, I'm pretty sure there would be a lot of people if they can make it out there. Is there like how much is it to get into the festival, and how many days does it run?
Well, we have screenings for 3 days.
Okay.
And then we do the award ceremony on the last day.
Okay.
We also have meet and greets throughout the week. We had a master class last year. We do some workshops and things. So, you know, plenty of opportunities for them to network, learn, you know, talk about their films and their projects and things. And what we do is I have screening passes. So if you're only able to come to the screenings, there's a pass for that. That's $25. And then there's a all access pass, you know. And so the all access pass is $250.
Okay. That's not too bad to see a lot of films and from around the world. That's really, really good. Is there a... Before we wrap things up here, is there anything else you would like to say to our listeners, especially like young and new filmmakers that might be listening?
Sure. Definitely check out the Sophies. We are very supportive of filmmakers at all levels. Our filmmaker and our film community, they are so gracious and generous of time and information. And they're just very supportive of one of another. So if nothing else, just to be in our community is just a very great uplifting experience for filmmakers. And you can get information on our website at thesophies.com.
Okay.
That's T-H-E-S-O-F-I-E-S
okay.
.com. It's kind of, you know, like a yeah. a loose acronym for, you know, short films.
So, yeah.
the H is invisible and silent. So
the H is for like, hey, read the rest of this. No.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I mean, you know, we are, again, we'll be taking submissions through June. So definitely check it out. And if you're, and we'll be screening online as well. So there'll be a virtual screening pass as well if you can't make it to New York.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they can also see the award show online as well. So please, you know, get involved with the Sophies. We'd love to have you. It's a great community.
That's awesome. And thank you so much for being on the show. If you'd ever like to come back and talk about this again next year or anything else that you've got going on, just reach out to us and we'd love to have you on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And please, if you, any other things you'd like to talk about with films, you know, I love film. So invite me. I'll be happy to come.
Yeah. We review movies all the time. If you ever have a favorite movie you want to talk about or a least favorite movie, whatever you want to talk about, just let us know.
Wonderful. Okay. Yeah. I will bring you up.
Okay. Alrighty. And again, thank you for your time and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well. My pleasure. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was our interview there with Seema Birch. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Very interesting story about how she got started in filmmaking, about the awards show, the short film awards called the Sophies, that are going on in New York City at the end of this year. More info on that at their website again. It's theshortfilmawards.com. Be sure to check that out. There'll be links in the show notes and ways for you to find everything out if you want to submit to the film festival or view it in person or online when it's going on. Any final thoughts here, Matt? I mean,
Sesame Man, whatever.
Yeah.
I was just going to say again, theshortfilmawards.com.
Yes.
The word is actually part of the title.
Yeah, it's www.theshortfilmawards.com.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's just, fascinating, you know, what people are doing, what she's doing. It's, we need more for the arts. We need more, you know, award ceremonies for people, you know, I guess we're trying to, you know, get started, you know, who might not, you know, be a blockbuster or whatever, you know, people who, you know, are super talented and they're making their own stuff and, you know, would like to get noticed, you know, because that's, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, are really good.
Yeah. And the really cool thing too about the short form of cinema is that with a festival like this, you can view more people's work, you know, because it's in, you know, shorter form, obviously, so there's more time. You know, if this was a regular, you know, feature length film festival, you wouldn't have as many entries available, and this gives a lot of people a lot of opportunity to get their messages out there, their voice heard. And, you know, the thing that's really cool about short film is that you can create something very poignant in a short amount of time, like a story about struggle, a story about hope, whatever it is, you know, something that can affect people just in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Folks, if you like this interview and want to hear more of those, let us know. If you have anybody that you want to be on the show, just reach out to us and let us know. Also, go to our website, alltoreal2.com. Check that out. Check out our TeePublic, check out our Patreon, subscribe to the show, check out all of our social media links and everything. Also, remember again, that's theshortfilmawards.com, all the info you need about what Seema and I talked about in the interview. And last but not least, be good to each other, and remember that I love you, Seema probably loves you, and Sesame definitely loves you.
Yes.
And until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.